Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, last Friday, the Ag Central Radio Network had a chance to visit with Brad Brumman, the Walsh County Extension agent, and get a planting progress report.
Well, we got a lot. You know, we got some rain towards the middle of the week, but we got a lot done. You know, our soils are pretty forgiving, and especially in the Red River Valley, and we got some pretty aggressive producers. Drayton District, I think we're about 66% of our beets are in. I'm guessing it's really hard to predict because Walsh County is such varied geography, okay? But I'm guessing on spring wheat planting, we're going to be running 35, maybe 40%.
Good.
All grains, same thing.
Yeah.
So some great potatoes are thinking about getting in the ground, although I've heard rumors there's some in. I haven't actually seen any field.
We also asked Brumman if there was any change in acreage in Walsh County.
Boy, the sense I get is the corn acres are going to decline fairly significantly. I think they're going to go to soybeans. They may go to wheat. Our problem in Walsh County is we really only have two cereal grains, the grasses that we plant. That's corn and wheat. So if you take your corn acres down, if you want to keep your disease rotations, you've almost got to go to wheat. We grow a little barley, but barley contracts are sometimes really hard to get. And we got some guys that are that have some oat contracts, but those are very few and far between. So I get a sense that those acres are going to soybeans or wheat. That's the sense I get.
Well, the USDA is extending flexibilities that allow school children to be fed while at the same time promoting social distancing. With more on the story, here's Stephanie Ho from the USDA.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has announced that flexibilities to school meals programs will be extended through the summer.
We had to do many, many waivers initially in order to get these kids fed, and it was amazing how communities reached up and reached out to get the kids fed.
The three flexibilities are non-congregate feeding, allowing parents or guardians to pick up meals, and allowing for multiple days' worth of meals to be provided at one time. The new deadline is August 31st, 2020.
Where do most of these kids get their nutrition from? Both free and reduced lunch and breakfast for our schools. So we had to make very immediate flexibilities there.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again tomorrow.